Hey, we're up to Perek Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Dalet. And it says, he who spares the rod hates his child, but he who loves him gives him guidance from early youth. So the Mitzudah says that when it says the rod, it's the rod of Musa, okay? Which is really, in the second half of the Pasuk, guidance, okay? So he says, he who spares guidance, and by guidance in Mishlei means shall give it, either he receives certain consequences for his actions, or he's taught, shown the consequence for his actions. So, in other words, and when it says hate, it doesn't mean that he hates the child consciously. It means it's an act of hatred. That's an act, if you do something to harm the child, that's an act of hatred, even though you don't mean to. So if you do not guide the child with showing him consequences or actually giving the consequences, so that's an act of hatred. But sometimes you guide the child. By guidance means that you show him his consequences. So if you show him the consequences or you give him consequences, so that that even though it looks like you're the child gets upset, the child is angry, but that's an act of love. In other words, if I'm damaging somebody, that's an act of hatred. If I'm damaging somebody, that's an act of hatred. So therefore, that's what the pasuk is saying. It's an act of hatred because I'm damaging the person because I'm not showing him the consequences. The question is, what is there in the parent that would stop them from hitting the child? Because they have a certain emotional feeling of rachamim, and they can't see the child unhappy. In other words, they're going to cause the child unhappiness. So therefore, they can't rebuke them.